Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apologies, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Yesterday, in our study of 1 Timothy chapter 2, we were taught that women should always wear clothing that is feminine and not provocative or sensual, but definitely not masculine. Let's continue with that thought today. And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Let's see what God says of women in their demeanor in verses 10 through 15. The best ornaments for women who would be professors of godliness, that would desire to be good Christians, is good works. Verse 10 says, "But which becometh women professing godliness with good works." The word professing means public announcement. In other words, it is one who has presented their body as a temple of the Holy Spirit to not be defiled, to not cause men to have a defiled mind by drawing attention to sensuality, what mankind observes with his eye. You see, modesty makes a Christian lady different from the sensually enslaved woman of the world. A Christian woman must accept that principle first in order to not live in an internal struggle. Perhaps instead of asking, "What shall I wear today?" one should ask God what they should wear today that would best reflect the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, we're not talking about dresses, skirts, culottes, slacks, or what have you. God does not want a man wearing slacks that look feminine, for an example. Capri pants, okay, that ladies buy. They don't see a man with flowered breeches and a zipper up the side or up the back. But in like manner, you don't want ladies who wears that looks masculine. Now, there are ladies that wear blue jeans, and you look at it, you say, how do you know if that's a man's blue jean or not? It's what we used to refer to as unisex. You see, God didn't make this distinction. Deuteronomy chapter 22, verse 5 says, it was an abomination when a man wears that pertaineth to a woman, or a woman wears that pertaineth to a man. Now, I prefer for ladies to wear skirts and dresses, especially as they go to church. But ladies, that's a preference. But if you're going to dress in a slack or something, make sure that there is no doubt in anyone's mind that it is feminine. I didn't say provocative. I didn't say sensual. I didn't say skin tight. But I did say feminine. Don't ever try to witness to a lost soul while you're dressed provocatively, because that will remove repentance and sorrow from sin from the equation. Now, hopefully, what I've been dwelling on here these few days doesn't upset you. I believe it will upset the politically correct and the feminist. The verse here is, again, is a present imperative, which has the idea of a military command to do this and keep on doing this. Don't stop. God holds us accountable. God holds each lady accountable in this thing, as you read verses 9 and 10. Now, we see two things in context of the passage. It has to do with church order and the position of the man and woman in church. both the man and woman at the worship service and at work as they go throughout the week. Now, verse 8 that we read, dealing with men, I will therefore that men pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands without wrath and doubting. That command spoke of public praying, but it's part of the same paragraph. And it spoke of public praying in the assembly. Now, the ladies are not to have part at this point of the conduct of the service. That is, they aren't to be called upon to do the public prayer to lead the congregation, although I believe that they can pray with their groups, and when they divide up into groups, I see nothing wrong with that, because the Bible doesn't show us anything wrong with it. But secondly, as we look there in verse 11, it says, let the women learn in silence with all subjection. Well, that hits a lot of people pretty hard. But this is speaking of teaching men. This prohibition of women teaching men, as we'll see in verse 12, as a matter of fact, let me go ahead and read that. But I suffer not a woman to teach, nor to usurp authority over the man, but to be in silence. Boy, doesn't that get the politically correct crowd upset, the feminist crowd upset? The biblically right crowd rejoices in it, but not the politically correct. The spiritually right with God crowd rejoices in it. The religious crowd often does not. Now, again, this prohibition of women teaching men, as will be seen as we've saw here in verse 12, does not include the teaching of classes of women or of children. But it does prohibit them from being a pastor or teaching a mixed class of adults. But don't forget, Lois and Eunice taught Timothy, to whom this book was addressed, when Timothy was a boy. Titus 2, verse 4, instructs the older ladies to teach the younger. We do have the example of Apollos being taught by both Aquila and Prisca, or Priscilla. But they took him privately to their home and taught him the way more perfectly, not in a church or an assembly setting. They discipled him privately. Now, I believe it's all right for a woman to witness to a man, especially when there's no man there to witness, and to disciple a young convert when no other man is there doing it or will do it. But it must be done with dignity, and it must be done so that no accusing finger can be pointed. It must be understood that in the new creation before God, there is neither male nor female. But that is in heaven. On earth, and again, we need to understand this clearly. On earth, there are different responsibilities. This doesn't speak of inferiority of women. It does look at the delegation of God's order. As home, also in the church. Now remember, 1 Timothy is a church manual of how things are conducted within the church. When you get to 2 Timothy, it'll look at the church's ministry in the world. Now, this indeed, as I've said, goes against modern feminist philosophy and political correctness. Nevertheless, Bible principle says a godly woman in the local church is to deport herself with a quiet spirit. She's not to be loud, outspoken, or seeking authority for herself in the church. Yet, they are participating in music. Not as authority, not as support. As if they're supporting the authority as being over others. I mean, they do sing solos. They teach Sunday school classes of children or other ladies. They give testimonies. And that's all right. I don't have anything against a lady giving a testimony in a church service when the testimony meeting is open. But when it's a church service, they are not to teach, nor are they to usurp authority. Pray with your husbands. Pray with other ladies. That's fine. Notice verses 13 and 14 here, 1 Timothy 2. For Adam was first formed, then Eve, and Adam was not deceived, but the woman being deceived was in the transgression. And that's what God says. She was formed to assist Adam, not the other way around. You know, the word help meet means to help meet a goal. Now, I'll make some people upset with this again, but I think I've probably pretty well done a lot of that in this passage. When you teach the Bible as it is to man as they are, it gets people upset. And there are a lot of folks who put an emphasis on the home, and there's not anything wrong with emphasizing the home. And I've heard people over the years say, before God established the local church, before God established government, he established the home. That is right. 100% right. But let me tell you one other thing that's 100% right. Before God established the home, he established ministry. Adam filled the garden. He's the one that tended the garden, should I say. He's the one that looked after the garden and looked after the creation of God. God gave him that responsibility. God gave him that duty. That's what Adam did. He first had a ministry. God said he needs a helpmeet for that ministry. Now, what does the word helpmeet mean? It means to help meet the goal. What was the goal? Eve was created to help Adam meet the goal of ministry. That is, doing the work God wanted them to do and finishing the job. Every family starts off with a husband and a wife. That wife needs to see her responsibility is to help her husband meet the goal of ministry, the will of God for that family. He's the head. She's the support to that head. She is the wife. She's in submission. And then as they have children, they direct their children in ministry. Too often, you see people that say, well, the home was before the church. Therefore, if I take my family and we decided that we're going to just not go to church on Sunday night or Wednesday night, we're just going to have our own little Bible study, we're going to go take a picnic, we're going to do this, do that, because God formed the family before he did the church. Okay, well, why don't you do that about government? You know what? God formed my family before he did the government. Therefore, instead of paying my taxes, I'm going to use that money for my family because God ordained the family before he ordained government. And that's not going to last very long, is it?
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5. To Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No break. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no break. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.